say it's illegal. Explain, Jim.
Well, you know, asset stripping is a term that is used in private equity, and it's basically where you have people come in. You know, this happened famously with Sears, right, where you come in and you strip out all the parts that are worth any value and you sell them off, and then you leave a hollowed out shell of the company. And that's what the Trump administration is doing with our public lands. The Secretary of the Interior famously calls them America's balance sheet, and what they've been doing is raiding them. And giving them to their allies in the resource extraction industry. So that's been the goal here with what the Trump administration is doing. And yeah, when you do that, you know, you leave a broken agency. And I think, you know, what they want to do is break the Forest Service, you know, drain it of its ability to manage our lands properly. And then, you know, leave it point. They can point at this broken agency and say, you know, look, this thing doesn't work very well anyway. We already now have these new state directors, which they've created, which will be basically political appointees and liaisons for the Forest Service to work with states in managing the forests. And they'll be able to say, look, we've already kind of got this set up for the states to take over. Why don't we just, you know, go ahead and do it?
10 seconds. You say it's illegal.
Yes, it's illegal because in the appropriations bills that Congress passed, they explicitly forbade the reprogramming of funds for the Forest Service and the reorganization of its offices. It explicitly says you can't move Forest Service offices, you can't move the headquarters, and they're proceeding with that anyway.
Jim Pattiz, I thank you so much for being with us. Filmmaker and conservationist, along with his brother Will, runs an organization, Substack newsletter, More Than Just Parks. That does it for our show. Again, tonight, I'll be in Sebastopol at 3:40 and 7 for the screenings of Steal the Story, Please, the documentary about Democracy Now!, tomorrow in Sacramento at the Tower Theater, and then in Berkeley at the Rialto. I'm Amy Goodman. Check our website at democracynow.org from San Francisco.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
You're listening to CJUM broadcasting FM 101.5 from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
It's one of those nights that's less about volume and more about attention. You don't want to miss this dynamic double bill at the West End Cultural Center on Friday, May 1st. Royal Wood writes in piano-led space where everything feels deliberate. Carefully built songs that don't rush to reveal themselves. There's a quiet, emotional weight to it, the kind that settles in without needing to announce itself. Fortunate Ones bring a warmer kind of openness. Harmonies, steady melodies, and a grounded folk sound that feels like it belongs in a room full of people listening properly. Together, it's a shared bill that feels unhurried in the best way. Tickets are only $32.50 plus fees, available now at ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Royal Wood and Fortunate Ones live at West End Cultural Center on May 1st. Brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Everyone, what's going on? This is your weekly Wilers. I am Kyler, the ever known as K. You can also call me the Cayman Islands or
the Triumphant
Vitamin K.
Vitamin K.
And I am joined by my ever purple co-host, co-co-host.
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 Tyler. Otherwise known as T. Otherwise known as the...
Testosterone.
I got a few of those flying about, for sure, for sure.
And so, Tyler, T,
yes.
Testosterone, T-Rex even, as you will.
I've heard of this before.
I gotta tell you.
Rawr.
2 years ago, I'm scrolling on YouTube. Just completely wasting my time. As one does. And I come across a video. It was a live performance. Very fun. Very cool. Very nice. And I think to myself, I gotta watch this.
What a wonderful world.
So I proceed to not watch this.
Right.
I say, I'll come back to it later. But I never do.
That's just the reality of that.
That's
sometimes
what I'm saying.
You know,
but then a few
it's
days
put to the
later,
watch later,
this thing pops into my mind.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a cool title. Like, I should probably go listen to that song at least, right?
Okay.
And in just under 7 minutes, it felt like the weight of the world, my perspective on life, and probably the direction I was going changed.
Hmm.
It was cathartic. It was beautiful. It was
piercing.
Even. So that begs the question, what song did I listen to make me feel that way?
Well, knowing you.
Well, about 10 years ago.
Whoa.
10 years ago from tomorrow, the world lost one of the greatest musicians to ever live. And that song was by that artist. That, of course, being Purple Rain by Prince.
I would have guessed Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. But that makes a lot more sense.
So, folks, today we're running a little bit of a weekly Wyler's Wyler Report as we remember the artist formerly known and currently known as Prince. Let's jump right into our first track. That is, of course, Soft and Wet by Prince. All right, we're back. And that was, of course, Soft and Wet by Prince off the album For You, which came out in 1978.
And how old was Prince when he made this album and this song?
He was 19.
Wild.
And
wild.
I got to highlight a little important fact here. This was, of course, one of Prince's first major hits.
Yeah.
And on this song, he produced, he played all the instruments himself, and he recorded it with a budget of around $150,000 on his first album, showing the commitment they put into it.
$150,000?
I want to ask you something. I want to ask you something, Tyler.
And he did it all himself?
Tyler, I want to ask you something.
Outsourced a little bit. Okay, yeah.
Well, he actually, that was $150,000 for the next three albums.
Oh.
But he proceeded to spend most of it on this first album. So I want to ask you something.
I mean, that sounds like a 19-year-old budgeting.
How long do you think it takes for you to master something?
What's the saying? Like, a bunch?
Well,
5,000 hours? I have no idea. I don't remember.
Just take 5,000. Now multiply it by 27. That's how many hours is put into the craft of this one. Because Prince played 27 instruments fluently on this song.
27 instruments?
All himself.
Can you list like five for me? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Guitar, piano, bass, drums. He used synthesizers.
Okay. Maracas.
All right, folks, we're jumping into our next track. And quickly, this is 1982 Little Red Corvette off the album 1999.
This is by Prince, by the way.
Of course. By Prince. Let's party like it's 1999. Back, folks. That was, of course, Little Red Corvette by Prince off the album 1999.
Oh, that's the album's name.
Oh, yeah. Famously has the song 1999 also on that album.
Huh.
So
the tracks.
That was a very big track, not just for Prince, but for music history.
And Red Corvettes around the world.
Exactly. So that track actually was one of the first black artist songs to receive heavy rotation on MTV.
Okay.
Increasing, of course, black music and the visibility on it, which was extremely important at the time because who are the two major black artists in the world? Prince and Michael Jackson.
Right.
It was a very big and important track. It also, of course, as you said, it's not really about cars.
Oh, it's not about cars?
Oh, no, no. It uses a metaphor. I mean, I guess it's, could say it's always about cars until it isn't. So it's definitely not about cars.
There's two categories of things. Cars are not cars, I suppose.
Exactly.
Right?
So. I that's how I like to classify the world. I walk around and I go, car? Not car?
Because if it goes or if it don't.
Vroom, vroom, all gas. No brakes. And we're going to drive into the next track. Probably one of the most important tracks, at least in my life. And I'd say one of the greatest songs of all time, which is, it's arguably in that category.
Oh my gosh. What is it, Kyler?
We have 1984's Purple Rain off the album. Purple Rain off the movie soundtrack Purple Rain. Let's take a listen.
We'll be right back.
All right, folks, we're back. And I hope you enjoyed that little excerpt of Purple Rain by Prince. Of course, 7-minute song.
Pretty long, but worth the listen if you haven't given it a fair shot.
Very true. Very cathartic. There's a few songs, and I'm certain all of us have these, where you go into it and come out a different person. And that is one of those songs for me. I think it's one of the songs that you don't really usually go looking for it in your life. It kind of finds you and when you need it the most.
And sometimes you return to a song that you once liked and you can hear it in a completely different light as well. Like it hits you because of what you're going through in that moment.
Yeah.
In a completely new way. Yeah.
I think that's very well said. I appreciate it.
I try my best. Good work, man. Here on UMFM 101.5, the Weekly Wilers.
Mondays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
You know it.
We are the equivalent of Purple Rain by Prince to our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
So let's move into our next track. Of course, I got to circle back. Sorry, that was all Purple Rain movie, of course. Mm-hmm. Big album for Prince. One of the biggest of his career, you would say. Never ended up touring for it because he didn't want to.
Huh.
He wanted to make more music.
Fair enough.
And then he eventually did. But didn't really want to. And, of course, come from a soundtrack. We jump into the next year, now 1985. Everyone's expecting, that's Prince's sound. Oh, we know Prince now. And he was just like, no, I don't want to be pigeonholed. So he released an album that's completely different from Purple Rain, much to his label's dismay. And we got this little gem, Raspberry Beret, off, of course, the album Around the World in a Day.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's right. That's folks.
That's PR. Prince, man. That's Prince.
That's Prince. We're Princing it up, folks. And, of course, that was Raspberry Beret off the album Around the World in a Day, 1985. Around Big departure for Prince from his 1984 Purple Rain sound.
Do you think he went around the world to while writing this?
I don't actually know. But he's got a really great suit on the album cover.
Okay.
It's a light baby blue suit with clouds drawn all over it.
Oh, that's cute.
It's really
nice.
I'm a
fan.
So, of course, very nice. Big departure from the normal Prince sound.
Right. And from the previous track, Purple Rain.
Right. And that makes me really feel like you have to be careful when hanging out with an artist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because just imagine this, right? One day you're hanging out, and then they make it big the next week or so. And then now
they start wearing clouds.
Right? And a year from now, there's a album off their 2019 deluxe album calling you ugly.
What?
It's like, because you never know. They could just be writing stories about you. I'm doing that right now. I'm keeping a mental log, Tyler, T-Rex, of you.
So, of me?
Yeah.
All good things,
so
I'm sure, right?
We can write a biographical book about our life when we're older.
Right, right. That would be kind of cool.
We'll see. You know what else is pretty cool? This next track off the album Sign of the Times, I believe 1987 it came out. We're not playing the most popular track off the album Sign of the Times. We're going to be playing Starfish and Coffee, a song that I picked out because I think Tyler would really like.
Ooh, a deep cut. I'm excited.
So let's take a listen.
You think he's eating them starfish, or?
Yeah, that's kind of what the song is about. It was, wow, she's got a unique lunch.
Watching coffee and eating and drinking starfish?
Exactly, with a side hoarder.
I don't know why that made me chuckle. It's not funny.
So, of course, this is a fan favorite. It's recognized as a...
Oh, yeah, I thought you said it was a niche one.
It is, but it's not very big in
the catalog. A cult classic.
It's a cult classic. That's the word I'm looking for. The song promotes acceptance and individuality, Because even if you want to eat starfish and drink coffee, like, you're not that different from you and I.
Yeah,
just a person.
You and the next guy, huh?
You and the next guy. Must have been the wind.
Must have been the wind. Yeah.
So this was
I wouldn't put it past you.
Off the album Sign of the Times, which was widely considered one of his best albums critically. And it was originally planned to be a triple album until his label said, "No, you're releasing too much music. Stop. We need to stop you." And of course this
quickly run by me. What's a triple album, Kyler?
So you got three discs.
Oh.
This is released on vinyl.
Double-decker, triple-stacked, juiced-up, soft-and-wet Prince album, Starfish and Coffee type of
deal.
Triple album. I see
Delioso
what you're saying. Okay.
Here, man. So this actually ties in perfectly to our next album, because now Prince is having problems with his record label. So he changes his name to get out of it, because they own music at this time released under Prince's, the name Prince.
Right.
So he changes his name. And I'm going to draw a symbol here, and I want you to try to pronounce his new name. All right, Tyler?
I'm ready.
Okay. Just give me one moment here. Put a little bit of line here, down here.
Yeah.
Goes a little bit here, and like this, and like this. So this is is his new name.
Okay.
Or,
Prince?
As everybody else referred to him, the artist formerly known as Prince.
That's what the symbol means?
Yep.
So, I had seen it before, but okay.
And that was also the name of his album. So try saying that on the radio. Folks, we have one of my favorite Prince songs, Seven, off the album, also known as The Love Symbol. So let's take a listen. Watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire.
Others will curse me.
Folks, that was Seven off the album Love Symbol, or
the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, we're in the artist formerly known as Prince era right now, and a very fun one. Just a little bit of religious and apocalyptic undertones there, as Prince officially converted around this time to Jehovah Witness and did the knocking on the doors and all that fun stuff. So
love a good apocalypse here and there, man.
Yeah,
with purpose.
All right, folks, let's jump into our next track. This is The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, 1994, off the album The Gold Experience. And what is this? A Prince song that is very simple and straight to the point?
No way.
What? Folks, we got to speed this up because so you don't get the low parts, but I recommend listening to that full song. That was The Most Beautiful Girl in the World by Prince off The Gold Experience.
The Golden Experience.
The Golden
Experience. Wait, sorry, The Gold Experience.
And we're going to jump into Crystal Ball by the album Crystal Ball, Love Sign by Prince.
I love a good divination here and there.
Of course. And this was this was one of the first albums ever released on the internet through the Prince's who invented streaming services, his own streaming service on his website in the 90s. This was a song that was leaked earlier in
the
a few years ago.
Stream.
And so he just said, yeah, might as well just put it up on an album. This is Love Song or Love Sign by Prince. That's a very different sound for Prince.
I mean, with 40 albums, he's got to have a lot of different sounds going on for sure.
Yeah, did we mention he released 40 albums his entire career? And he probably would have released more if he didn't die or so early.
We might have just been talking about that separately. But yeah, it's kind of ludicrous.
This very good song, of course, released directly to fans, bypassing traditional retail channels, released on the internet, of course. And it was these tracks are previously archived tracks. So he made this song multiple years before. And it was, of course, released because people were leaking it. So,
oh, that's a shame.
Oh, yeah. Sucks, man. Yeah. What are you going to do, right? Check out this backing track. Most of us have little idea. All right, we're going to get out of this. I have another song coming up, and it's off the album Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic. Let's try saying that 10 times
fast. Crazy album name. Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic.
And you know what year it came out?
No.
1999.
Whoa. Whoa.
And this has got one of the... This got such a good hook or intro. So let's take a listen. Let's jump right in. The Greatest Romance Ever Sold.
The greatest romance that's ever been sold.
That was The Greatest Romance Ever Been Sold by Prince off the album. Give it a go.
Wait, okay. Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic. Did I just say it? Remember that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, folks. I blew out your speakers there. and the two, of course, spelt two because Prince would spell two
oh,
as
shoot,
the number two.
I said
two.
It wrong.
Prince would spell the number four. As the letter, or the letter four is not four. He'd spell I as E-Y-E.
The
and he would
what?
Spell...
I'm so lost.
U is the letter U. It's got a fun little thing. This next track that we
that
have
last
up.
One sounds obnoxious if I'm being for real.
I'm no, because like I, if you're spelling I as E-Y-E...
Does he spell
of,
U-Y-O...
No, just U.
U?
The letter U.
Oh.
All right, folks.
Oh, okay.
I got another one coming up, and this one really reminds me of a James Bond soundtrack. It's really strange. This is off the album Vault Old Friend for Sale, which at this point Prince is now out of his album deal, but he had made music for his record label that previously he was employed at, and they said, screw him, we're going to release music under his name anyways because we have all these songs and we want to make some money. And so
boo.
Old Friends for Sale came. Let's take a listen.
Set in my heart this evening, 'cause an old friend of mine got lost in the jam. Little did she know, when you're stuck in the snow, nobody gets out alive. Tears fall
gently in my garden. As I wait in vain for my sweet baby to call. I guess what my own brother told me was true. He had been with my sweet baby, and she never really loved me at all. Night felt so dark this evening. Wasn't shining nowhere.
You like,
this is a warning, guys. Kylie said we're fading out now. It's now talking time.
No. You like jazz?
Yeah. Jazz is pretty good.
That's probably.
I know a lot of great jazz musicians.
That was Old Friends for Sale by Prince off the album The Vault. Old Friends for Sale. Well, isn't that funny? That came out in 1999?
Sure.
And we got some jazz for you coming up. But first, as Tyler has requested,
oh, what?
Give you a little bit of another backing track.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Take it.
I hope it's great.
Yeah.
I'm going deaf in both my ears, so I can't actually hear it right now. But.
All right, folks. We have now
Prince
off one of his most experimental albums, Everywhere, off the album The Rainbow Children by Prince. Let's take a listen.
Now I know that it's written in the heart. Now I'm ready to start.
Very jazzy, and not.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Everywhere by Prince.
Everywhere by Prince, and this is pretty much Prince at his. I've made enough money; I can kind of do whatever I want. It was kind of like that his entire time, but now he's making music. He's making good music that's less commercially viable.
Right.
He's
just for the love of the game.
Yeah, man. He's using simple arrangements, but in a fun way. Right.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah.
Probably.
Very jazz influenced. It kind of does reflect Prince's growing religious beliefs at this time as well.
It seems like that's kind of pervasive in quite a few of his songs in general.
He became very religious towards the end of his life. Actually, majority of his life, not even towards the end. But coming up next, we have
Cinnamon Girl.
2004, off the album Musicology. And this song will address racism, post-9/11 issues. It's a smooth music style, and it presents message indirectly. Let's take a listen.
In case anyone was wondering, that was Prince. Cinnamon Girl by Prince.
And big shout out
to Prince.
To Prince for being Prince.
Yeah.
And if you remember correctly, we did just mention that around this time, Prince kind of stopped making commercial music. And then he released Musicology and it won him multiple Grammys.
So that just goes to show, man. You got to follow your heart.
Right. And you got to talk about the things that matter.
True. I think you can create a lot more change and impact when you care about something, and that's what drives you towards action instead of just commercial success.
Exactly. You need to give a reason.
Yeah.
You got to try. What's life without trying? It's nothing, because you're not doing anything.
I think you can still spell life without trying, but...
Well, there's no team. There's no I in team, but if you look between the A, right in between the little gap in the A, you can see something that looks like an I. So.
Wait a minute.
Folks, we're jumping into our last track of the evening.
Got to get a diagram for that.
Today. This one came out in 2015. Very interesting track, because it's very 2015. This is Fall in Love Tonight.
All one word. With a two spelt as... the number,
yes.
And night spelt wrong, and all capitals.
And this is a combination of that electric production style and funk elements. It's off the album Hit and Run, Phase 1. It's already playing, so let's just dive right in.
In his ear, he was about to hear an offer that he could not refuse. She said,
folks, that was, of course, Prince. Let's give it up. Thank you very much. This has been your weekly Wilers. I am your co-host, Kyler K, Vitamin K, and I'm joined by the ever purple
Tyler. Tyler, sometimes known as T, and T-Rex, I think I was referred to today as well.
Very much.
Yeah. And that was Prince. Also known as the artist formerly known as Prince.
And, of course...
Yeah.
Listen to Prince tomorrow, because it'll be 10 years since he passed away. So,
R.I.P. Prince.
R.I.P. Prince, and we appreciate you for everything you did. Thank you for everything. Take yourself to the
Funky Town,
Minnetonka. Bathe yourself in the water and enjoy yourself. We'll see you next time. Bye, folks.
No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And, you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun.
And no problem.
You're listening to CJUM FM on 101.5 here in Winnipeg.